What's in a name? Sometimes not much, but sometimes a clue to what has happened to people. People in the Roman world had three names, a nomen, a prenomen, and a cognomen. The first two had to do with the family name and the given name. The third, the cognomen, is one that you're known by. We might call it a nickname. Saul found a nickname, and it was very interesting because I believe it says a lot. His name that was given to him by his family was Saul. That means strong, mighty. And that's the way he conducted himself when he was persecuting the church. But Paul is his cognomen, his nickname. It's a Roman name. It means small. I think it means small in the way of being humble. The mighty Saul became the humble Paul, the apostle. It is circumstances that humble us, the smackdown on the Damascus Road, the blindness, the persecution, and then the people of the church told him to go home to Tarsus, and that's where he found himself. But when the time was just right, God had a place for Saul, the mighty, who would become Paul, the small. It's in Acts, the 11th chapter, and the 19th verse. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, and Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Greeks, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. When tidings of these things came to the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and many people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. You see, all of the plans that Paul had made had come to nothing. The Lord had another path for him. And it began with him humbling himself to the church, to the people of God, the people he had persecuted. And Barnabas came and got him and brought him back to be a pastor at that church at Antioch. And we find when the pastors are listed, Paul is at the very bottom, a humble man, submissive to the church, doing the will of God in the right place at the right time for what Jesus wanted him to do. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I want to be obedient to you. Would you plan my future for me? I'll do the best that I can, Lord. But you have a way, Lord, of directing our steps and directing the way we should go. I pray that you would direct my steps. Fill me with a knowledge of your will for my life. I will do whatever you want me to do, and I will give you great praise, and I will take for my example Saul the mighty, who became Paul the small. In Jesus' name, amen.